Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Hello, and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear today during our show, please give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you may visit us online at our new improved website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at the website, click on the radio page to check out previous shows and subscribe to our programs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's no secret life has gotten more expensive. Everywhere you turn, whether it's health insurance, groceries, or housing, prices seem to be climbing higher than ever. So it's really important that many Americans have an emergency savings fund, because a lot of them don't. Whether you're starting from zero or just trying to add to what's already there, building an emergency fund can feel like an uphill battle. But today we're going to talk about why it matters, how using a simple framework can make the process much more manageable. It's called 1-3-6 rule, and it's a straightforward way to help you prepare for life's uh-oh moments without derailing your long-term financial goals. So before we dive in, let me introduce my co-host, a gal that says the idea of emergency fund is keeping enough cash for pizza delivery or new batteries for the remote. Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
I mean, I'm a little guilty for doing that, Kurt. And, you know, I'm truly so excited for this topic because, you know, as we were just chatting, you know, about our lives, and as our listeners know, if they keep up, you know, we are both planning a wedding. And if anybody knows, the wedding industry itself is just insane. There is the cost of everything. And as you kind of mentioned just now, prices are going up. And I think people are getting a lot smarter at where they can make more money. And the wedding industry is no exception to this. And if you don't know, for our listeners, I would highly recommend going to check out what things cost for weddings. Because for myself, before I even started planning one, I will tell you, I did, you know, gifts around $100, right? For when you go to a wedding, you give a gift. And now I'm really considering spending more on people just to know how much they paid for my food. But Kurt, how are you today?
I'm doing really well today. I'm very excited about this topic as well, because a lot of people struggle with this. And I've made it a lot easier for people to put that peace of mind, having an emergency fund or a war chest or mattress money, whatever you want to call it, in a good place, so they have those needs, money available for opportunities or emergencies that may arise.
Absolutely. And you mean, you're right. Many of us can underestimate how quickly an unexpected expense can sneak up, whether it's a flat tire, a medical bill, or a surprise home repair. You know, these are all moments that can really hit hard if you're not ready for them. So I'm glad that we're talking about this today, because while saving for emergencies sounds simple, it's something that many people can struggle to actually do. So tell us more about that 1-3-6 rule and how it can help us.
As we conduct a little emergency fund 101 today, we'll reference a Kiplinger article with the headline that says saving for your emergency fund is as easy as 1-3-6.
All right, Kurt. So let's start with the most basic question. Why should someone build an emergency fund?
That's a great question, Jacqueline, and that's one I hear a lot. The shorter answer is an emergency fund is essential for protecting yourself from life's unexpected expenses. It's money that you can access easily and use only for urgent, unplanned costs or opportunities, like out-of-pocket medical bills, car repair, or even temporary income replacement if you lose your job. It's designed to help you from relying on high interest debt when life throws you something your way. Because let's face it, emergencies don't wait until your finances are convenient. It's when you have a cash ready, so you're not forced to run up credit cards or dip into long-term investments like your 401k.
Right, Kurt. Because once you start pulling from that retirement savings or putting unexpected bills on plastic, you're not just fixing the problem in front of you, you're creating new ones down the road.
And then there's another important piece people overlook, the emotional side. Bankrate data shared in the article found that nearly 6 in 10 Americans say not having enough emergency savings causes them financial stress. Having a safety net isn't just about the math, it's about peace of mind, and I say that all the time to my clients. When you know you have money ready for the unexpected, you're in control, and that helps you stay on track towards bigger goals like financial independence, early retirement, or even taking time off for a career break.
Yeah, and that makes total sense. I think a lot of us have experienced, you know, those life happens moments when the washer breaks, the car needs repair, and when you've got an emergency fund, you're solving the problem and not scrambling to find the money. That just adds to the stress.
And here's another reason it matters. Even if you have got good insurance, most insurance policies include deductibles, which are sometimes surprisingly high ones. In fact, the average deductible for employer-sponsored health plans in the USA was about $1,735 in 2023. That means an unexpected medical event could push you into credit card debt even if you don't have the cash on hand. So your emergency fund isn't just nice to have idea. It's a cornerstone of a financial strategy that protects your long-term goals and keeps your day-to-day life running smoothly when unexpected things happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just going to share an experience of my own recently. We, as I just mentioned in last week's episode, we are getting a lot of snow. Well, that requires snow tires. And so I had to unexpectedly get snow tires for this year. And it was easily $2,000 that I had to spend. And so having that emergency fund for myself was a huge help in the situation. And little things like that can come up all the time. You mentioned something earlier called the 1-3-6 rule. And I'm very curious about that. It sounds like kind of a playbook for building an emergency fund. So what's kind of the idea behind this?
It's really a playbook. The best part of it, it's practical and realistic, especially for people who might not have a lot of extra money set aside each month. The 1-3-6 method breaks the process into manageable milestones. Instead of making you feel like you have to hit a huge savings goal all at once, here's how it works. The ultimate target is to build up 6 months of expenses in your emergency fund. That's the level where people can start to feel generally comfortable. And in fact, the article explains the Bankrate found that 63% of Americans say 6 months is the minimum you need to feel financially secure. But getting there doesn't happen overnight. The beauty of the 1-3-6 approach is that every milestone along the way, whether the first month, then three, then six, is the real win. You're building financial stability one step at a time without overwhelming yourself or your budget. So in other words, it gives you a target for a 1 month, 3 month, or 6 month cash reserve. So it gives you something to work towards and not have to be overwhelmed with just a 6 month target.
Yeah, and I like that a lot. You know, it sounds like it takes the pressure off because, I mean, let's be honest, many people here save 6 months of expenses and immediately think, yeah, right, maybe in another lifetime, because that's quite difficult. But with the 1-3-6 method, you know, you've got built-in motivation because every step that you hit is progress that you can feel good about. And it's just like we always talk about. It's about consistency and habit. And so it sounds like this 1-3-6 rule helps create that for you. And so you start small and you keep building upon it.
Yeah, it's about sustainability, not perfection. You're training yourself to make savings a habit and remain consistent. Something that becomes automatic is paying a bill or refilling the coffee pot. Over time, these small, consistent moves add up. Before you know it, you've built a serious safety net.
Absolutely. Kurt, before we continue today, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you and your team at High Value Consulting?
Sure. Listeners can visit the website at highvalueconsulting.org, or they can give me a call at 484 431-2874. And we can answer any questions to address your concerns about emergency funds, your financial strategies, or any other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement so you work so hard for it. I mean, we want to protect your integrity of your financial plan, and that includes having a sound financial plan along with a sound emergency fund or an opportunity fund that matches your income and your goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kurt, so during today's show so far, we've been conducting, you know, some emergency fund 101 to highlight how important a role, you know, as an emergency fund can play within your broader financial strategy. And as a reference, you know, we've been citing a Kiplinger article with the headline, Saving for Your Emergency Fund, as easy as 1-3-6. So, Kurt, let's dig into the first milestone, which is 1 month of living expenses. How does someone figure out what that actually means for them?
Jacqueline, that's a great question because that's where people get stuck. The first step is knowing what essential spending really looks like for your household. That spending on the expenses is the foundation of your financial plan and of the 1 month goal, three month or 6 month. Starting by adding up the basics, your housing costs like rent, mortgage payments, property taxes, or homeowners insurance, then include transportation, whether it's a car payment, fuel insurance, or public transportation. Next come groceries and other essentials like utilities and your communication expenses that we all have regarding cell phones, internet, iPads, and all that wonderful technology. And if you're part of a couple or a family, make sure you look at joint or shared costs. Don't forget about things like daycare, after school programs if you have kids. The goal here isn't to calculate every single dollar you spend, it's to get a realistic number to what it takes to keep your life running smoothly if your paycheck suddenly stops. And that's one of the points I make to a lot of my clients is, if one of you stop working or lose your job, what does it look like? Do you have enough resources to fall back onto without putting yourself into some type of financial deficit?
Yeah, absolutely. And Kurt, you brought up a lot of things that I didn't really think about either. I mean, yes, your phone payment or whatever you pay for programs for the kids, even gas money, you know, that's kind of something that a lot of people can forget about. And so that makes a lot of sense. And thank you for breaking that down. So you're not just talking about, you know, the fancy dinners or streaming subscriptions here, because we all know we have some streaming service that we have forgotten about that just automatically gets paid. And this is, you know, truly about covering the needs, not the wants.
Think of the first month as your financial bare bones strategy, or the amount you need to keep the lights on, the fridge stocked, the bills paid if something unexpected happens. Once you know that number, you'll have a clear target. And seeing that target can actually be pretty motivating. It gives you something concrete to aim for instead of saving blindly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that because many of us are likely to follow through when we know what the finish line really looks like. When we can see it, we'll get there, even if it's just one step of the bigger 1-3-6 plan.
Yeah, it's 1 month at a time, one small win at a time. It's basically just taking, I hate to use the phrase baby steps, but it's true. You got to start small and then work up to the goal to get to that 6 month cash reserve.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it could, you know, benefit in a bigger way if you kind of create small rewards for yourself, too. You know, once you hit that 1 month mark, come up with a reward for yourself. Come up with that finish line, even though there will be another one, you know, at the 3 months and the 6 months. But it's important to create those rewards for yourself to keep you going.
Yeah, so, I can't agree with you more. Let me interject for a second, because when I was at American Express, IDS, American Express, they encourage that. Every time you reach the goal, you reward yourself.
Yes.
Because then it makes you, motivates you to that next goal, that next tier. So
absolutely. I love that. So, Kurt, once we know, you know, how much you need for that first month of expenses, what is the next move?
The next step is all about where the money lives and how to build upon it over time. You want to create a dedicated bank account just for an emergency fund. That way you're not tempted to dip into it when something shiny catches your eye or weekend plans run too long. One type of account to consider is a high yield savings account. It keeps your money separate, easy to access, earning a bit more interest while it sits there and gives you fast access in case an emergency actually happens.
Yeah. So not stuffed under the mattress then?
No, not at all. I mean, there are some people that do that, but that's right. That's at least it would stop you from impulse shopping online. But a high yield savings account keeps your money working for you. And here's another great tip from the article. Set up automatic transfers from your main checking account to your emergency fund. Automation takes the decision making out of it. You don't have to remember to save. It just happens.
Oh, Kurt, I'm so glad that you brought up the automatic, you know, transfers. And that is so important because it's almost like if you don't see the money, you don't know that it's there, right? So if you set up yourself, you know, like paying yourself first in a way, just quietly in the background, right? You don't know that it's there. And so it's just the automation becomes something so great because it's just kind of working in the background.
And that's exactly right. And remember, there's no deadline here. You can take as long as you need to build that first month's cushion. Let's say your essential expenses are about $2,400 a month. And if you put away $200 each month, you'll have a full month's worth of emergency fund after a year. So that's steady, realistic progress, and it works. But the key is being consistent.
Yeah, and I love that approach. It makes the goal feel attainable instead of just intimidating, because we all know that some of these goals can feel really intimidating. So you don't have to do it all at once. You just have to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's the key. I think the most powerful step isn't the amount you save. It's the fact that you started.
Absolutely. So, okay, Kurt, so we've got the first month of savings started and a plan to grow it little by little, taking those baby steps and rewarding yourself along the way. But what about people who already have some debt hanging over them? Should they, you know, be focused on paying that down first before saving more?
Yeah, that's really a good question, Jacqueline, and a common question. The answer might surprise you. You don't want to wait until all your debt is gone before you build an emergency fund. Because if you do, one unexpected expense like a car repair, snow tires, or a medical bill can you put you right back in debt again. The key is to tackle both at the same time or have a strategy. Keep building your emergency fund while you're also chipping away at the high interest debts like credit cards or personal loans.
Yeah, so it's like a balancing act. You're trying to keep future emergencies from becoming debt traps while still being responsible with the ones that you already owe.
Even if you can't pay those debts off quickly, it's important to at least cover your minimum required payments every month. That keeps your credit history intact, prevents late fees or penalties from piling up. And while we're talking about it, here's a quick legal reminder. Under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, no one can be imprisoned for failing to pay a personal credit card or consumer debt. However, you can be sued for non-payment, and if a court issues an order related to that lawsuit, you don't comply with it, you could lead to legal trouble.
Uh-oh. So that's an important distinction. And the key takeaway is don't panic, but don't ignore it either, because that can lead you down some nasty routes. So keep your payments going and keep saving what you can, even if it's just a little at a time.
The goal is financial momentum. Paying down your high-interest debt and building your safety net go hand in hand and go together, because both bring you closer to stability and they reduce stress in the long run.
Yes. And, you know, that's very, very important. So far, to just kind of recap what we've talked about today, Kurt, you know, we've enrolled ourselves in Emergency Fund 101, which I really, really like, and have been learning just how essential it is to have an emergency fund that can help you address unexpected expenses, as well as, you know, save up to 6 months of standard living expenses. So we've been utilizing a Kiplinger article, Saving for Your Emergency Fund, as easy as 136 for the data points and main information. So, all right. So let's just say someone, you know, hits the first big win and they've got one full month of expenses saved. Woohoo! Congratulations. So, Kurt, what happens next?
First of all, that's worth celebrating. Absolutely. Reaching 1 month of expenses is a major achievement, and it proves the system works. The next phase of the 1-3-6 method is to build your way towards 3 months of living expenses. This is where an emergency fund really starts to give you breathing room. 3 months of expenses can cover a temporary period of unemployment or help you absorb a big unexpected bill without turning your financial world upside down.
Yeah, and that sounds like a real safety net. But I imagine it takes some time to get there, right?
Absolutely, and that's okay. Don't get discouraged if the stage takes longer than the first one. The key is to stay consistent, keep those automatic transfers going from each paycheck. Even if the amount is small, you're building financial muscle every time that transfer happens. And this is a great point to start fine-tuning your budget, looking for ways to reduce discretionary spending, like eating lunch out or buying new clothes. You can also trim expenses where possible, like lowering your grocery bill, reviewing your subscriptions. Doing that not only helps you save faster, but it helps you reduce the amount you need in your emergency fund.
Yeah, and that sounds like a double win. Spend a little less now, need a little less later.
And while you're building that fund, don't lose sight of your retirement savings. Many people contribute through an employer-sponsored 401k. For anyone self-employed, that's more than 10% of the American workforce, there are great options too. A solo 401k, for example, lets you make pre-tax contributions, whether you're lower taxable income. That means you're not only setting more aside for retirement, but also you free up a bit of extra money to keep growing your emergency fund.
Yeah, that's smart. And that sounds great. It also sounds like a great topic to sit down and discuss with your financial services professional.
Yeah, it's all about balance, protecting your short-term needs while keeping your long-term goals in check moving forward. And again, reviewing your financial plan on an annual basis with your financial service professional, tax advisor, and even your legal team helps you maintain the track that you're on for your financial independence.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also somebody that can, you know, keep you accountable for meeting these goals, right? I mean, it's someone, having someone as a coach for you. So I really like that, Kurt. And all right, so once we've hit 1 month, then three, you know, and now becomes the big one. So this is 6 months of living expenses. This is the part I can feel, you know, is intimidating for most people.
It can seem that way at first, but this stage is really where your hard work starts to really pay off. The final phase of the 1-3-6 method is about building up to 6 months of expenses, doing it gradually in a way that fits your lifestyle. By the time you reach this point, you're not just protecting yourself from financial surprises. You're creating freedom and flexibility. With 6 months of expenses saved, you can regain real control over your choices in your financial life. Let's say you lose your job, God forbid, and instead of taking the first offer that comes along, you got some breathing room now that takes time to find a role that actually is great to fit for you. That kind of stability isn't just financial, it's emotional too. It gives you the confidence to make decisions based on what's right, not what's urgent.
I really like that. Yeah, having the confidence. Those are some key words there. And you're right. I mean, creating freedom and flexibility, all of those are such important words to keep in mind here. So that's a great way to look at it. The fund doesn't just protect you from the emergencies that we're talking about, but it buys you the time and the options to make those correct decisions in the future.
Yeah. Also, what I stress with my clients is that not only is it an emergency fund, it's an opportunity fund as well, because there's going to be opportunities that do confront you through life, and you can use this fund to create more wealth. Buy that next house or car instead of going into debt. So it's actually an emergency and an opportunity fund altogether. And even if you're working towards that 6 month mark, remember to keep balancing your plan. Keep contributing to your retirement accounts and other investments while slowly topping off your emergency fund. It's all about steady progress on both fronts. And if someone listening right now is thinking 6 months of expenses, I can't even start, I'd say this: start small. Even saving $10 or $20 a week gets you moving in the right direction. The sooner you start, the sooner you build your momentum. Every bit you save puts you in a stronger position to handle life's curveballs.
I love that. You know, it's such a down-to-earth approach that we're talking about. And you don't have to be wealthy to start saving. You just have to start somewhere.
Yeah, building an emergency fund isn't about perfection. It's about preparation. And also, let me shed some light on this. Some clients that... Again, It all boils down to peace of mind with an emergency fund or a cash reserve. I have some clients that feel comfortable with $10,000. I have one client that needs $500,000, and he doesn't need all that money, but that's what gives him peace of mind, him and his wife, knowing they have an emergency or an opportunity fund incorporated into their financial lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And emergency funds can be used, you know, at your discretion, too. You know, it's kind of up to you what you consider is an emergency. So having money put aside for all of those things that might come up is so important. And, you know, this is just, we've shared a lot of great insights and information today, Kurt. So in the time that we have left, you know, let's do kind of a quick summary for our listeners on this.
Great idea. We started talking about why emergency fund matters, or an opportunity fund. It's your financial safety net. The thing that keeps life surprises from turning into setbacks. Then we did introduce the 1-3-6 method, a simple step-by-step way to build that safety net over time. And the other thing, once you have that 6-month safety net, you might want to do some investing like laddering certificates. That way you increase the rate of return. Instead of just having a high yield savings fund, you could do a 3, 6, 9, 12, 18 month CDs, and you keep renewing them to the longer period of time, or ladder them, as they say, and it gives you a higher rate of return. So you start with the 1 month of essential expenses that you can handle the basics, grow to 3 months and cover a job loss or major expense. Then you aim for 6 months to give yourself real freedom and flexibility. Along the way, just keep tackling high interest debt and contributing to your long-term goals like retirement. The key is to start where you are, because even a few dollars a week builds momentum. Every deposit, every bit of progress moves you closer to confidence, control, and again, like I said earlier, financial peace of mind.
Absolutely, Kurt. And I really just like the consistency of it. You know, it's really going to make you feel better. It's going to make, you know, the decisions that you have to make in the future, you know, you're going to feel better about any decision that you make regarding money, which, I mean, let's be honest, almost all decisions that we make require money, you know, and we have to input that into some of our decision making. So, Kurt, this has been great advice. And anything else before we sign off today?
Yes. Again, focusing on your goals, your objectives, meeting with your financial service professional, reviewing your financial plan, reviewing all the changes in your financial life or the goals that you have for 2026 and beyond, and then adjusting this emergency fund or opportunity fund to best suit your overall financial well-being and peace of mind. But listeners can visit my website, or our newly improved website, at highvalueconsulting.org, or you can call my office at 484-431-2874. And we can discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about emergency funds, financial strategies, or any other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement that you work so hard for and provide you with the peace of mind in regards to your long-term financial goals.
All right, Kurt. Well, thank you. And that concludes another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.